time for a change, then this podcast is for you. You're listening to Aha Moments with Coach Ka, a podcast filled with everyday conversations with the goal of building better relationships, unlearning and relearning, and being present as a spiritual being, helping you free your mind of any fear-based thoughts that are holding you back and cultivate an inspired awareness that can encourage you to take action over your life. Here's your host, Coach Ka.
Greetings, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. I give thanks for each and every one of you all for tuning in each week, listening in, taking time out of your busy schedule, your busy day, just to tune in to hear some aha moments from me, your host, Coach Ka. Listen, we're getting ready to enter into a new month of April, and times are definitely moving by so fast. So I'm ready to get this podcast started for today. We are up to episode number 34. And last week on episode number 33, we had a great time discussing, are you still waiting to exhale? And I have a lot of different people tuning in, and I just enjoy the different comments. And thank you so much for your reviews as well. This week, because we're moving into another month as well, and the signs of the times that we are living in, I told you guys in the beginning of the year, this is a year number 7. I mentioned how being a year number 7, we'll be doing a lot of reflecting. Yes, a lot of reflecting, a lot of deep meditation, just kind of just getting a feel and a pulse for who you are on the inside. So a lot of contemplations and things of that nature, a very spiritual number, to say the least. There's so much civil unrest. We had banks that was closing down and things of that nature, and the year is really just getting started. So there's a lot of things going on out in the world today that we're living in. So we want to make sure our temple, our bodies, our thinking is as clear as it can. And what is the message that the season that we are living in under this year number 7? So today's topic, I want to talk about for episode number 34, what steals our peace?
You're listening to Aha Moments with Coach Ka.
What can steal our peace? That's something that I think we're all wanting to have, is that peace, or I should say that happiness that is naturally in us. And I've listed like 5 thieves that can steal our peace. Now, I realize a thief doesn't belong with you. Let's first make that clear. A thief doesn't belong with you. A thief, according to the dictionary.com, says a person who steals another person's property, especially by stealth and without using force or violence. That was very key there for me when I said, especially by stealth, someone that is very crafty can come in undetected, unnoticed, come in right in when you don't even have a clue of what's going on. And it doesn't come with force. It doesn't come with violence. It comes, and before you know it, what you thought you had is gone. Even in biblical times, if you're dealing with the Bible, I know in John chapter 10, verse 10, it mentions that a thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Then Jesus used the word, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm not coming today to talk about religious things, but it was very, I think, powerful the way this scripture was gave a good illustration of what a thief does. It steals, it kills, and it comes to destroy you. And Jesus used the word, I am. Those words, I am, is in all of us. I'm going to repeat that again, because he used it as well. And a lot of religious people get it mistaken that only Jesus can come and to give us life and have life more abundantly. And none of us physically have ever met Jesus. Let's make that clear. So we have to understand what and where those words were coming from through Jesus. And he used the words, I am. And of course, a lot of people went natural on that. But a lot of our battles honestly comes from a spiritual battle that we can't see with the physical eye. It's the mind. It's a battlefield of the mind. And spiritual battle as well. So when you're dealing with the I am is within all of us. Whatever statement comes after I am can set things in motion for you. Our words are very powerful. And understand that a thief, when it comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But oftentimes, we don't realize that these five things I'm getting ready to present to you all is coming to steal something from you that you yourself may not value as much, because what has happened, not only in religion, but our society has turned us to look outward for happiness, outward for joy, outward for peace, outward for everything, and never really tuning into yourself. That's why when Jesus came and started talking about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, those things are revolutionary. And oftentimes when you can take a pause from the busyness of life and begin to tune into yourself, that's where your true power is. But what has happened, these five thieves comes to take the power away from you and put it on something else that is very elusive and something that you could never achieve or keep long enough to say that you would totally be at content with life. And one of the first thief that comes is, I would say, like lust. Yes, we all have those desires and lustful desires. Now, obviously, when you think of the word lust, you think of sexual desires, and that is very, very true. I've seen it within myself, these five things. I've seen it in others. And we all can admit that we all have had those feelings and urges at one point or another, whether it's a sexual desire of a man or a woman. But it also can be lusting after something like a car, you know, those things. And I'm not saying these things are good or bad. You see, because I have no heaven or hell to put anyone in. I'm not going to judge you to say that you are a sinner because, you know, you're lusting after these things. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that these things can come to steal something from you without you even noticing it. The second thing I've noticed a lot, especially a lot lately that we're living in, is anger. And I'm not saying that is wrong, again, to get angry. But anger, don't you know, I like to put it a different way when it comes to anger. Because when I think of anger, a lot of things in this world will get you upset, especially when you see innocent people, innocent children, innocent women, and men too, being murdered, being molested, being raped. And you see that our society and our system, I should say, isn't doing anything about it. They give us wishful thinking. So we have a right to be upset with those things that I'm talking about there. But what I'm saying is some things when it comes to anger, when it has nothing to do with someone else, when it comes to you, we allow anger to steal something from us, from within us. And oftentimes we'll say that I am very angry. And I'm telling you, if you come from source, if you are a divine being, I think that we need to change up the words a little bit and say that I am angry. I think someone once said, I don't know who this was, but I know it wasn't me that said it. But I remember hearing someone says something about an angry snake. The angry snake done come and bit you. And when it bites you, now you're angry or you're upset or you're hurt or something like that. So it's not you. It's something that's coming to take something away from you. Did you catch it? Yeah, something that came to you. And before you knew it, now you're angry. So now we have to deal with now calming you back to your natural state, because, you know, you're not normally always just angry at life. Something already came. And it's tough sometimes, because when you're in relationships and things of that nature, a person is angry and it appears that their anger or their energy is coming towards you. But there's times when people are just naturally angry at what happened in their past. And it looked like it's getting ready to happen again through you. But what has happened, they don't realize that they have held on to that anger so long that they are recreating this thing. And that angry snake keeps biting them there, stealing their joy, acting as if that they cannot move from that state of existence. Now, oftentimes the anger or the person that did you wrong done came and gone. You see, because that angry snake can work through people too. It can work through things and people, and it can work even through your own thoughts. The thoughts, if you pay attention to them and give them energy, it can control your life. So we must learn to understand our own mind and how it works, and understand also that the mind is a terrible leader, but it's a really good servant to us. So we must understand that we are the watchers of our mind. We are the watcher of our thoughts. And we don't have to take a hold of a thought if it doesn't feel good to us. Is anyone out there understand exactly what I'm saying? So therefore, we can understand now anger sometimes is I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but understand that it can come and it can steal your joy and your peace and happiness that is naturally within you. Greed is a third one I like to say. Greed. It's like an intense desire for, example, power. Not knowing that power comes from within. True power comes from within. And oftentimes power doesn't make a whole lot of noise. Yeah, I'm seeing the difference because a lot of times we're comparing ourselves to people that can be jealous and they got their things from taking from other people. Some people get their money from other people. I remember even when the whole Bitcoin was coming along, even just recently, a few years ago, I had Bitcoin. I had a desire to get more Bitcoins to get really wealthy in the digital currency world. I wanted to be one of the first, the first to get wealth in that industry, if you will, before things really taken off. I was so hungry. So I had that greed, that intense desire for that. I've allowed some people online to trick me to think that if you give a certain amount of money to this investment, you'll get X amount in return. Have you ever been there? Well, I have. And I gave the money in anticipation that within a few days or a few months, I should say, that I will have a return. Not to know that at the end of the day, once I gave the money through Bitcoins and they have a Bitcoin address, once you release that money, yeah, you can have a trail to figure out where it went. But you can't get it back. So the people took the money and went offline just like that. Oh, man, I was so upset because you work hard for your money, right? And you save the money up, you make the investment, and you're thinking you're dealing with people that are honest investors, but they weren't honest. But what I did not do was use not just common sense, my intuitions to really understand you can't just trust anybody with your money and investing in things like digital money and expecting you're going to get a return from people like that. Yeah, you invested in people or you invest into their system and then all of a sudden the system is gone. Your money is gone as well. So, you know, lesson learned. I had to learn that a few times, but I finally learned it. You see, because it comes because why? Because I want that extra money. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But what I am saying is when it comes from the place of greed, now you got to pay the price because it's, again, coming to take something away from you. So you have to be very, very, very careful about that. Even in the age we're living in now, a lot of things are moving to the digital age. A lot of the currencies that we're living with and dealing with, they may even crash the dollar. So they can push the one world currency on us. Either way, you have to be mindful. You have to use your intuitions. You have to be just very mindful of who you and when you give your money, because you have a lot of robbers and thieves out there, and they're thinking way more deeper than we are. We're thinking everyone is like each other, and we're just not. We're in two different industries, energies, I want to say, and there's times where people just don't care for one another like we should. That's just the type of world we're living in today. So the fourth one I would like to say, emotional attachment. Understand this. You know, we want our family, we want our loved ones, our children. We love them. We want to see the best for them. But when in our spouses, let me include that as well. But when you have an emotional attachment, there's times where now you're putting all of your happiness, all of your trust, everything into this individual or into a job. And what happens when that individual or this job don't exist any longer? Does that mean you don't exist as well? Or do we try to control them because they're not doing exactly what we want them to do? That's some control of mind manipulation, mental abuse. You know, you get so attached, and sometimes maybe you're not trying to manipulate them. Just say you're just attached to them. I'm dealing with individuals now, and they have their own life that they want to live. And they decide to go left when you want them to go right. What happens to you when you have that emotional attachment? Yeah, that comes now to take your joy, your peace away.
Experience more. Make sure to hit that subscribe button now.
And the fifth one I have is what we call ego, or that self-importance. Want to rise above, to think that you're better than other people. Yeah, that bites a lot of us. We all, I've seen men and women have that egotism thing going on. And I'm not saying, again, ego is bad. We're developing ego. Sometimes you have to protect yourself through the ego. There's a lot of misinformation about ego. But I'm telling you now that that ego also can come when looked at the wrong way. I think you're better than other people. It comes to steal from you. It comes to take from you. Because what we must learn to do, including my own self, is to live from our heart space. That heart space, man, is a whole different level of living. It has a mind of its own. The balance of your mind and your heart working in tandem, working together to bring about a wholeness within your own self. See, now you don't allow ego to run your life, but you run it. You know when to use it. You know when not to use it. So that's very important. So when it comes down to ego, you want to live from your truth. So these five things, the lust or desire, anger, greed, emotional attachment, or self-importance are all different five states of mind. These things come to steal your joy, to steal your happiness. See, we spend our life in a cycle of trying to find happiness through these five thieves. And don't you know when you, I've gotten many cars in my life, but guess what? I want another one. I want another one. I want another one. Because as soon as you get it, does the happiness go or does the happiness stay? You're happy you got it, but something else is going to come out.
Ready for change? Get in touch with Coach Ka via ka@iamcoachka.com for one-on-one, group, or webinar sessions.
Why do you think, and I'll put it this way, why do you think all the rich people in the world, wealthy people, I would like to say, I'm talking about billions of dollars, millions to billions of dollars, if they got everything they wanted in life, would they be totally happy with their life? I asked myself that question. Then I looked at the stats and seen a lot of rich, wealthy people turn around and murder themselves. They take themselves out and leave the money. Because once you get all that you wanted, those five states, you lusted, you got angry, you got the greed, emotional attachment, self-importance, you done did it all and you got it. And you got everything you want from a wealth perspective. And now what? You see? Yeah, they have yet to tap within to know the true source of happiness. We're here to master the material world. We should be able to manifest those desires. I don't want to pretend that we're not supposed to have no desires, because what I am saying is you can manifest your desires, and meaning you can act as if you already have it, because when you lust after things, it's telling yourself that you don't have it. When you walk in greed, it's saying you don't have it. You're looking over at the next person. You're saying, I want what they have, not realizing you can manifest your heart's desire. But most people don't even know their own heart. They're looking at other people. Just think about that for a second, how powerful you can be when you can act as if you already have the thing you desire to have. You already have it. You already have it, and you can literally manifest it into your life. Yeah, we're here to create and to play, to manifest, to do those things that we desire to do. So what we must realize is this: happiness is already within us. And these cravings are robbing us of our peace. These are different cravings that we have, but we're not getting to the root of it. Uh-huh. Happiness is within each and every one of us. We can't let these thieves steal these things from us no longer. Jesus said something that was very powerful that he learned over in Egypt. He mentioned in the Bible that the kingdom of God is within you. Well, the Egyptians said that thousands of years before Jesus came, and they said it this way, which I thought was very powerful. They said, the kingdom of heaven is within you, and whosoever shall know himself shall find it. That was very powerful. I wish Jesus would have quoted that whole proverb there that the Egyptians said, because it would have made more sense for people to see why I'm always talking about, and many other people that have come before me talk about, to know thyself. That's all the Egyptians were talking about a lot of the times for us to know ourselves. And I thank God that they wrote those sayings on the walls of ancient Kemet for us to remember. So a lot of times what I'm speaking of is for us to remember who we are. That's why I don't come down on my podcast listeners judging them, because as I judge you, I'm judging myself. So I'm very cautious and very mindful of myself. So therefore, I'm mindful of you. So I hope you guys are really, you know, feeling this from within yourself. You and I are here to know and to remember who we are. And as we begin to remember who we are, we can change the dynamics of our own lives, therefore changing how we view the world, because your perception of yourself is very important. Your perception, depending on how you see yourself, you take action on. And if your perception is bad, your action steps will be bad as well. So that's very, very important to understand, to have a good perception of yourself. So as we move on, understand, can you restore peace in your life? The answer for me to you all is yes. Yes, you can restore peace in your life. These five thieves don't have to take from you no more. Once you recognize a thief, now you can set up boundaries and set the alarm off. Because now when you recognize these thieves, you can now eradicate them out your life. They don't belong in your life. Because I'm here to tell you, what you're looking for is already within you. What you're looking for, you already have. We're here to manifest things that's already within us. So can you restore? What are some things that you may ask? Well, Coach Kyle, what are some things I can do to restore peace in my life? Because right now I'm not feeling happy about my life. I'm not feeling happy about myself. I'm not happy about my family, the way they treated me. I'm not happy about my job. I wish I could be making more money. I feel more better. And the list goes on and on. Matter of fact, I grew up Christian my whole life, and I don't fully agree with everything, but I'm afraid to step out of the box because my whole entire family is in religion. How do you move around, Coach Kyle? Because I don't know what to do. Oh, I'm here to tell you, love them. Don't try to change them. Live in your truth. I understand exactly how you feel. And I tell you, I'm going to give you some pointers here that you can be able to still navigate your life and live your truth. And one of the things to restore your peace is to focus on yourself. That's number one. Don't focus on them. Don't try to change them. I believe we all have our own. What's the word I want to use? I believe we all have our own divine timing to wake up. Some people may wake up in this lifetime. Others may not. But if you're seeing how things are going right now and playing out in your life and you're not happy and you wish that your family can come along with you, this journey is so personal. Don't worry about it. Love them, but focus now on you. Why? Because there's a deep calling. I'm telling you, once spirit moves upon you, you better look and within yourself and move along with it. Because it's here now for you to recognize some things about yourself. That's how personal it is. So focus on yourself. Some, like myself, I like to meditate because now it takes my focus out from outside, looking outside of myself. Closing my eyes puts me within myself. Now I can sit and really monitor my thoughts and allow my thoughts so I can transcend my thoughts. Meaning this, I allow my thoughts to come and go. But for meditation, it's more of a mental silence. I'm allowing it to silence itself because now I'm focusing on myself. And now I'm beginning to feel and know that peace is within myself. Peace, be still and know that what? I am God. That's Psalms, I think, 46 and 10. Yeah, God is in you. Yeah, you are a spark of God. You are that divine being looking to have this human experience within yourself, remembering who you are. All of us have that divine spark in us. All of us that have a soul, that is, have that divine spark within us. So yeah, know the God in yourself, because you read about the experiences about the God in the Bible, right? And I talked about on many other occasions about the God in the Bible, the Old Testament versus the New Testament. So you have to know how to eat the meat and throw out the bones. Because if man can tamper with the Bible and call it a King James version and all these other versions, man has tampered with that. But when you're dealing with your soul, even the people that are soulless wants to take your soul because they realize something that is valuable in you that you don't really value yourself. That energy that you have, your soul matters. I talked about that in the episode. Your soul matters. Who you are do matter. It matters to you. It should matter to you. And it makes a difference in this life. When you wake up, you shine that light. It's going to help others to say, if they can do it, so can I. So number two, in our day and age, I say take a break from social media. How about that? We didn't have that back in 50 years ago, 100 years ago, social media. Sometimes you just need to take a break from social media to find your peace. Why? Because there's a lot of moving targets out there. Everybody's talking about this and that, and you'll be surprised. You're trying to live up to someone else's illusion, live up to someone else's lies. They want to present themselves. Obviously, we present ourselves in a way where we present our best selves, but people don't really know what's really going on behind the scenes. So you can be happy for people, but it doesn't mean you have to believe what they're telling you. Yeah, people putting up a lot of fronts like everything is just great, everything's going good. And then when you find the truth of what's going on behind the scenes, it's not so good. So don't compare yourself. I say log off of social media every so often to give yourself a break. But you do what you want to do. But to ask me to restore peace into your life, that's a good one to do. Just break away for a little while, a couple weeks, couple months, or however long you need to take. Number three, don't let your past mistakes define you. Forgive yourself and others and move on with your life. Number four, I like this one a lot. Connect with nature. When you spend time in nature, like taking short walks in your neighborhood or the park, or just appreciating nature, you may begin to feel at peace with everything within you and everything around you will complement how you feel. Number five, accept what you can't change. I talked about that earlier. You can't change your family. You can't change your friends. You can't change your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your children. You can't change them. So let them be. If they come to you for advice, give them your best advice, but you live your truth. Number six, stay present. I talked about it earlier. Your past mistakes, let them be what they're going to be. I know we have a tendency to mind. Again, it comes to steal. I told you it comes to steal, kill, and destroy your progress. We have a tendency to remember things we should actually let go of. As we let go of them, they'll let go of us. Thoughts can become things. I'm going to repeat that. Thoughts can become things. So you want to make sure you let certain things go out of your life because think about it. They weren't yours in the first place. Oftentimes people project their own thoughts and feelings on you. Like myself, I had to realize I am very empathetic. And a lot of thoughts I used to think wasn't really done by me. It wasn't really for me. So I had to learn. So that's not me. I can just let that go. I had to learn to detox, even taking a spiritual bath. That's a whole nother topic there. But detoxing yourself from things is very, very important to do on a monthly basis or as long or as often as you need. And the last one is there's times where we just need to declutter our life. Understand. Cleaning your room, cleaning your house, cleaning the mind, erasing things, throwing things out, even cleaning up your computer. All those things I've done this week. You know what I mean? Just to feel better about myself, to restore some level of peace around me as I begin to meditate. And even writing in a journal helps people because I talk to a lot of clients and sometimes they say they just can't meditate. It's just meditation isn't just for them. So I used to take it for granted that everybody can do it. So I just tell people, if you're not one to meditate or like to meditate, you can definitely journal. Journal your thoughts out to get them out of your head. So being at peace with yourself simply means that you have an ability to focus on your natural energy of joy. This joy rests within each and every one of us at all times and is always available to you should you choose to focus on it. I hope you had a good time listening into this week's podcast. Don't let these five thieves steal from you any longer. Take back ownership of your life. Peace is within you. Happiness is within you. Joy is within you. You just have to remember who you are on the inside. Until the next time, family and friends, make it a great day. Take care.
This episode of Aha Moments with Coach Ka has ended, but your journey towards building a better life continues. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next Aha Moment. Thank you for listening.